This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. On the grains, the Iran sanctions went into effect Monday. Those that buy oil from Iran cannot do business with the United States. China did not get a waiver. Trump can then use that as another hammer if he wants to on China. China did not like being sanctioned for buying weapons from Russia, and they will not like being told they cannot buy oil from Iran without penalty either. 80% of Iran's tax revenue comes from oil income. The sanctions should hurt them, causing their economy to contract by nearly 4%. And some hardliners see this as an act of war. The rest of OPEC will cover the shortfall in Iranian market share. The U.S. also ordered the SWIFT system, which handles international monetary transfers between banks, to shut off Iran. Trump wants a better nuclear weapons deal from them. Crude oil has plunged $14 a barrel from the October high into sanctions today. The market prepared for them in September, and then the rest of the global oil producers added production to replace Iranian market share. Few see Iran taking this lying down, but so far they are. The headline of last week's Fort Dodge Farm newspaper was, "Rain doesn't always make grain." We have never had 2 months of deluges during a growing season before, May and September. In anyone's lifetime, here has occurred in 2018. It had a depressing impact on yields in this region. I am still skeptical of the USDA's forecast record yield for Iowa. I am hearing more yields in the 170 to 180 bushel per acre area, with some at 140 to 150. I'm talking southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. There are a lot of crop revenue insurance guarantees being triggered here, with or without RAMP, which allows farmers to guarantee up to 95% of APH. Our crop insurance company pushed RAMP last spring, and my partner who manages that company is now a hero. I'm looking for a lower corn yield in the USDA November production report. Soybean yields were better here relative to APH, but nothing spectacular. USDA may be close on the soybean yield. Funds added 19,000 shorts to wheat, added 27,000 shorts to soybeans, reduced their long position in corn by 11,000 contracts in the Commitment of Traders report. USDA updates their supply-demand report Thursday. Informa reduced its expectation for the November corn yield to 179.7 bushel per acre from USDA at 170.7 last time. The trade average is 180. They dropped their soybean yield to 52.9 bushel per acre from USDA at 53.1 last time. The trade is also looking for a reduction in the corn carryover and slight increase in the soybean carryover. Last week's monthly jobs growth was a strong 250,000 as seasonal hiring starts up. Unemployment was 3.7%, and there were good internal numbers in the report. Wages rose 3.1%. Wage stagnation is coming to an end. Labor costs will rise. That is a component of wage and price inflation. The Fed hates inflation. The labor participation rate is still low, but the baby boomers are retiring. The September trade deficit surged to $54 billion as the U.S. imported $218 billion in goods. The trade deficit with China was $40.2 billion, a record high. Trump has imposed tariffs in an attempt to reduce the trade deficit, but the initial response to the tariffs, pending tariffs, and threatened tariffs, is to get goods on a boat as fast as they can to get them here to avoid the cost of future price gains from the tariffs. Trump is threatening boosting that tariff on Chinese goods from 10% to 25%. So importers are trying to stay ahead of the cost by stocking up on critical items. If additional tariffs are imposed, U.S. importers will look elsewhere in the world for the same goods from countries not facing the tariffs. Deere may move production from the United States to Brazil in order to export to Europe without tariffs. Trump's trade war will not work. What Trump tweeted last week on the prospects of trade talks with China is what you would expect him to say ahead of the election. He wants to raise expectations that there's sunshine and not another train at the end of the tunnel. He wants to spin the illusion that he is in control of the situation. China says it is not going to talk trade on less than equal footing. Trump is trying to knock them on their rear first. Trump has no intention of treating them as an equal. They have many issues rubbing between them and are starting to really chafe. The Argentine summit will be a tipping point. Are things going to calm down after the election? I doubt it. With the election done with, there are many changes pending in the administration that will reportedly waiting until after it. A lot of personnel turnover is expected, and the bench has never been very deep. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in rural Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.